to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Barry, it's so lucky to see you. It's so lucky to have you in Cape Town. And I know that these days it's a long way to come over the hill, through the... And even to get back to home, it's a long way to be.
Yeah, but it's hectic, eh? But it's fun. It's worth it. It's lovely to be in Cape Town. It's very nice. It's probably the only city in the world that from Paro or from Durbanville to here, every single car in Cape Town goes on that section of the road in the morning.
Yeah.
True.
I just... You know, the traffic was so bad... A jogger passed me 5 times. It was quite scary. And the oak was going in other direction. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, I look back and I think as far back as I can remember, you have been like one of the shining beacons, I think, for comedy in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
You know, you fill out venues wherever you perform. You've got a great fan base that follow you, and your material's always relevant. It's always, you know, it's and in a time when we need laughter the most. Again, bad news again tomorrow. Interest rates going up again, and petrol not going down, and there's not much to be happy about. And you bring comedy relief where people need it most.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You know, it's I was talking to Phil last night, you know, and I said to him, if you ever upstage me like that again, I'm going to shoot you. No, we were talking about it, funny enough, last night, you know, how you maintain. And I said to Philip, can I call him Philip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is posh? His mom calls him that?
Philip DeLanger.
When he's in trouble, she goes, Philip, yo, Philip.
So, Knex, you just got to keep on going. And I was telling him, there's a lot of younger guys in this country that are very talented, but also extremely lazy.
Spot on.
And they've got their little set or whatever, which is kind of funny and all that. And then they think, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
But the success to life is 20% inspiration, 80% perspiration.
Yeah. Mm.
So maybe that's why I'm still around. But I love my job and I love doing stuff, you know.
Barry Hilton is with us this morning. Just a debut this evening. Wonderful, intimate venue, but sold out.
Great. Sold out, yeah.
Sold out tonight.
Yeah.
And then back to Amanus you go. But then overseas beckons.
Yeah, on Friday I'm going to Dubai, and I'm doing something in Dubai. It's a corporate, actually, I'm doing. And then I'm going to Doha.
Okay.
And then I'm back. And then I'm doing a barnyard tour. My wife actually just messaged me and said, don't forget to tell everyone.
The barnyard group, it's a big tour. I mean,
I'm actually at Tigerberg Barnyard on the 28th of June.
Nice. Okay.
Love you. Oh, that's Sandy telling me.
He's reading your own messages.
Yeah. I'm at the Tigerberg. So it's a jewel.
Yeah.
Come there. But I'm doing Durban... Silver Star, Emperors, this one, and this is another place I'm going to. And then I've got some other odds and sods that I'm doing. I'm very blessed that I'm at the level now that I can sort of
pick them,
say yes or no.
Yeah, yeah. Know?
But once again, chatting to young Phil yesterday. Young Phil. You know what I'm saying? I got grandchildren older than this oak. So, he talks about his girlfriend that he hasn't got.
Yeah, all the time.
She's from Fishhook. He said that was quite a catch. I said, yes, there's penicillin if you catch any of that stuff. It's very funny, this guy.
Oh, gee.
So, yeah, we're having a jewel, you know. So even though the rubbish that we're with is in South Africa, you have to take your time to try and find the funny on it.
Yeah.
Yep. And true story, there's my lighty, he's doing stuff in school now, my youngest. He said to me, why is there a dark side of the moon? Mm. So I said to him, Eskom's got a depot there, bro. And he said to me, I said, no, it's because the moon actually doesn't have it orbits in one side only, it doesn't turn. And he said to me, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? I said, because it sounds better, but I'm talking cuck about Eskom. So Oak said to me the other day, how are you doing with load shedding? I said, well, I've been taking Herbalife and I've lost 15 kilograms. And I said, and every morning, believe me, I shed some load. I can tell you that.
Listen, you've got to move back to Cape Town. You know that. I mean, Hermanus is great. You're loving life out there, but people want more Barry Hilton and we want you more in the city.
Well, thank you. It would be great. Something's happening, so... But, yeah. You know, can't say too much yet, okay. But we might be moving back.
Stunning. Well, you're
somewhere.
You are.
Somewhere nice and easy, you know, like sort of relaxed, you know, like Bishop's Court or something.
Where there's room for the animals to run.
Yeah, there's a jaw. No, I've secured a Zozo hut there. No, I like actually Century City, and which confuses me a bit because it's only 25 years old, you know.
It's 100 years.
No, actually, I like this area. Nice place.
It's lovely.
It's, and I think if I did come here, I would probably get myself a scooter. So just to follow the other motorcycle guys who go down the road in between the cars at 150 k's an hour, pointing fingers and showing birdie to everybody.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it's quite amazing. I was actually quite surprised. There's not so much road rage here.
No.
You know.
As up in north in Johannesburg, it's bad, eh?
Yeah, it's bad, yo. And you know, Johannesburg, I think only 20% of the traffic lights are working.
And potholes.
I'm serious. Yo, I remember when I was a youngster, a pothole was when you went through a merchant in flipping Elsie's River to beat some Zool. That was a pothole, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's so lucky to have you on the show. Thank you so much for popping in. We're going to talk Barry's show up on the 28th of June. The Barnyard is where you want tickets for. Don't do the typical Cape Town thing, leave it to the last week. Let's sell the show out. Barry, we'd love to see you and your family down. 28th of June, the Barnyard tour kicks off then. Barry, lovely seeing you, my friend. You look great. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk that gig up again in June to make sure that it's sold out on the 28th of June.
That's fantastic. Thank you
tonight,
so much.
Die Boer, if you got your tickets, it's comedy gold coming your way, ladies and gents.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Follow us on Twitter @ROC Breakfast.